This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Manlio Allegra, founder and CEO of Polaris Wireless. Manlio, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
I'm glad to be here, Donnie. Thanks for inviting us.
Well, so Manlio, I know you guys have been front and center as people have looked at trying to create Z-axis for 911, and I know there was a big deadline that just passed recently. Can you give us an update as to what happened?
So the deadline was pushed a few times, and it was, in the end, it was April 3rd of this year, 2022, and we were able to meet the deadline, but we met from a technology performance standpoint. We met the mandate back 4 years ago, but now we can make the announcement that we have deployed the solution, and we're deploying the solution in the feature phone market here in the United States, and our technology now exists on feature phones across the United States. They're on the shelves. Everything is working. All American citizens that they wanna buy a product with our solution, they will have it. So everyone wins. Finally, it's taken us quite a bit of time to go from technology to final solution, and we crossed the finish line a few weeks ago.
Oh,
so we're very pleased.
That's fantastic. Now, who is your cell phone maker partner?
The phone maker partner is a company called Shock. They're located in Texas. It's a U.S. based company, and Shock is a relatively small player because, as you know, Donnie, the market for phones is dominated by iOS and Android systems. So the two companies, obviously, they have their own solution, which I read a few weeks ago met the mandate. So now I think the entire market is covered. So they do the smartphones, and Polaris is going to do the feature phones. So that's the way the market is going to pan out for the Z-axis solution. And we're quite pleased that we can participate in this market.
Okay. Well, and so in terms of that, and now do people have to download anything from Polaris to enable all this, or is this something that is just going to happen naturally when people call 911?
No, everything is going to happen naturally. As you just said, Donnie, you dial 911, we deliver the Z-axis solution to the PSAP. They don't have to do anything. It's going to be seamless. And we can also tell you that we cover already the entire continent because our technology is based on barometric pressure sensor that the phone has. And at the beginning of the journey, we needed to deploy pressure sensor stations across all the markets. And now we've been investing since 2017, 2018, on upgrades of the technology that we proved 4 years ago. And now we almost don't require any of the stations. So not only we're compliant in the top 25 markets, which deadline was this year, but we're also compliant in the 50 markets, which is the deadline for next year, and overall, the continental USA. So this is quite an achievement for us. And this has been where we are invested in terms of pushing the innovation forward for the past 4 years. Minimization of the number of the weather stations that we need to put in the field.
That's huge, because I'll be honest, I mean, the stuff I was hearing early on was, hey, you know, I've got to have, you know, for a San Francisco or a New York or, you know, any of the big metropolitan areas, I'm going to have multiple weather stations. And you know, I'm thinking, oh, well, you know, that may work. Maybe there's a way to do that and justify it financially for the top 50 markets or so, but the idea of being able to, you know, they're big buildings everywhere. and so, you know, what are we going to do about those? And what you're saying is you're able to cover the whole country literally and not have to, and people aren't gonna have to wait for you to install a bunch of, network stations all over the place.
That's exactly correct, Donnie. That's exactly the point. And it's not only the U.S., but it is the world, because Polaris has been in business for a number of years, and we have a lot of customers outside of the United States. And obviously, deploying our capability in a large metropolitan area outside the United States and trying to find real estate and the deployment costs and the cost of the stations is astronomical. We didn't see a very large market in the U.S. for this mandate, because we figured that iOS and Android dominate the category, so they control the market. So we saw very limited return from the U.S. market because of the 911 mandate. So we kind of define our market on a worldwide basis, and we ask ourselves, how can we deploy this capability worldwide without the stations? And I'm happy to announce that as of 2022, we can do it. So this has been an incredible achievement for us. And for us, this was the next step in the technology journey for indoor location. And obviously, we can extend this capability to IoT devices, which is really the market we are targeting for in our indoor solution, and other markets. And deploying what we have on a worldwide basis is a huge point for us.
That does sound huge. Now tell me then, do you get rid of all network stations, or do you still need like a couple of them to cover a country, or is it literally you don't need any at all?
The end goal is a few. And when I say a few, I would say low double digit for a continent like the United States.
Okay.
Obviously, if you take a country like France or Germany, it will be much less than that. So the objective is to have a real handful of stations that we need, as we call it technically, ground truth, to really understand that we perform to the level that we want to perform. So, but in terms of the deploying the solution, no, we don't need them. This is great because we need and we use other sources of information besides what the stations give us, and the source of information are available on a worldwide basis. This is great, Donnie, and we're very pleased with the incredible engineering effort that our team has gone through and is able to deliver the goods.
Okay, so, and I apologize to keep harping on this, but to get it, and that, if you have a cluster of islands, can you just put a station on one of those islands and be able to cover the whole cluster? Or is it something where, no, I'd need one on each of the islands?
It depends on the size of the islands. It depends on the distance between each island. So, cluster islands like, I don't know, Polynesia, I don't think it's our first target to deploy a solution also because
sure.
They're not enough tall buildings. But it depends on the requirements of the customer in those islands and a lot of different factors. But as I said, the solution needs a few stations and nothing compare like 5% of what we needed when we started our journey.
Okay. Well, and you know, I know when you started the journey, there was thought of, hey, maybe you'd get to be the solution for some people thought that the Android and iOS stuff. But, you know, I know things have certainly changed. Tell me about the Internet of Things market, because that to me seems like a massive global market, and that, you know, frankly, there are going to be, I mean, everything, it seems like, in the future is going to be connected, and you have all these things moving, and to be able to know the vertical location as well as X, Y with Z axis would seem to me to be crucial, as you have all these sensors, and especially as things, if we start having automated and autonomous vehicles and other devices.
Absolutely, yes. That's really the opportunity that we saw at the beginning, because of the reason we were discussing a moment ago about smartphones. And interesting enough, the IoT market, from a concentration standpoint of players, is the opposite of the smartphone market. When you have two major players, right, occupying a huge market share. The IoT market, there are no major players that we see in front of us. You've got to be careful, though, because the IoT market is not one market, mm-hmm, at least from the way we look at it. There are several verticals that you need to choose from, and you need to target, at least from our perspective, the ones that require indoor location, and above all, the ones that require for the Z that you just mentioned, the Z coordinate, particularly indoor Z. So, and this is the analysis we're going through, and absolutely, this is the opportunity. And again, the IoT market, as I mentioned before, is a worldwide market. It's not just the U.S. So the fact that we can go from country to country easily without any major investment to penetrate a specific geographic area, that's a huge capability that we have built for ourselves. So we're very pleased about that. So right now we're making the first baby steps in a couple of verticals, and then first the United States, and then the world. So I'll be happy to be invited again by you to describe the progress we've made in that market in a few months.
Yeah, well, please keep in touch, because this is exciting, and I know you guys have been going through this regulatory process that's been pretty grueling, and I'm sure you're glad to be back to the whole notion of, hey, what are the business cases? How can we make this work for people?
That's right, going from the cost side to the revenue side. Much more pleasing for us.
All right. Well, hey, Manlio, congratulations. And please keep in touch and let us know how things progress.
Thank you very much, Donnie. Thanks for having me today.